Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is the One Extraordinary Marriage Show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DiLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's episode, we're talking about celebrating your anniversary, giving meaning to that very special day.
And there's an anonymous quote that says, "Life should not only be lived, it should be celebrated." And I'm just going to take it a step further because this is the One Extraordinary Marriage Show and say that this is especially true when it comes to your marriage. You know, find the opportunities to celebrate. We're going to be talking about that extensively throughout this episode. But we start every episode with a hug. And a hug is really an opportunity to share what you're doing in your marriage, to share the breakthrough, mm-hmm. and just to embrace the intentionality that it is the one family. And this hug came from an IG direct message that we received in regard to episode 774, "I Don't Feel Like Having Sex." Mm. The message was, "Today's podcast was one of your best. It really helped me put things into perspective when both my husband nor I may be in the mood. After almost 30 years together, our sexual intimacy is better than ever. But both being in our mid-50s, I haven't been as accepting of how aging has affected both of our bodies and their responses. Mm-hmm. Listening today will help me give both of us more grace and encouraged me to be more intentional, even if the sex doesn't happen." Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, that's awesome. And that was a more recent episode we just did, obviously. And you know, thank you so much to each and every one of you who do send in your hugs, mm-hmm. be it through an IG DM, through Facebook, you know, through our One Family private Facebook group there. If you call it in, if you email it, we love them. And know that we see them and we share them with the team. Because here at One Extraordinary Marriage, our mission is mm-hmm. to impact one marriage. And that's one marriage every day. And we know through what you get to listen to, but more importantly, when you get to share with others, that goes beyond what Elisa and I and the team here at One Extraordinary Marriage do. It's you making that change and that difference. So thank you very much to each and every one of you.
Absolutely. And you know, this episode is being recorded on a very special day.
Yes, it is.
As we are recording this, Tony and I are celebrating our 27th wedding anniversary. And yes,
woohoo!
We are spending part of our anniversary with all of you in recording this. And it was interesting because we were talking, even just we were just getting ready to record, and we can't remember. I mean, surely there's been other anniversaries that have been also recording. I mean, we've been recording for almost 14 years, so it has to have happened at least once before.
I would think so, but don't forget, in the early years, I mean, we used to record
we were all over the place.
Sunday late at night after the kiddos went to bed. I mean, I remember many a times when we would be recording at 10, 11, you know, finishing up at midnight to get an episode out. And then it changed obviously throughout the years, mm-hmm. especially when the kiddos were younger. Mm-hmm. I was running the other business, so we were trying to put it in whatever. And our current recording day and time, I can't remember how long that's been going, but it's probably been going on the last few years.
Yeah.
Once I sold the other business and we started getting into a bit of a routine, but I don't know if I can't recall if we've ever actually recorded on our actual anniversary date.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's super special to be here with all of you. And yes, I did say 27 years. So, you know, whenever somebody looks at Tony and they're like, "Well, you can't be like over 30. He is just slightly over 30, you know, just slightly, just slightly. But, you know, it was so interesting because 27, it's not one of those milestone anniversaries. Right.
No.
It's not 25. It's not 30. We're already starting to talk about 30. We did, you know, 25 was amazing. Like we've done those, but 27.
No, 25 wasn't amazing.
Oh, 25 was that COVID?
That was COVID. We were supposed to go to the Maldives and everything got shut down. And so we never got to the Maldives.
That was definitely not amazing.
So 25 wasn't amazing.
That would have been 2021. It was still shut down.
Yes, we still weren't traveling and things were just all over the place. But
okay, 20 was good.
20 was because that's when we took our trip to Peru.
Yes.
And it's still a highlight of my life.
Yes, he still talks about the Peru trip. We were actually just at a podcaster's meetup last night and the topic of alpaca came up and, you know, here we are 7 years back to Peru when he's talking about it. But, you know, all that to say, 27 is a number. And, you know, it's crazy when we actually have friends who are younger than we've been married. That's always a weird thing for us when they're like, oh, I wasn't even born when you guys got married. Like, wait, what is that?
And you may be going, what? Elisa and I lead a small group for adults in like their early 20s to early 30s. And so we have been blessed to have, and we call them our kiddos as well, these kiddos. And friends in our lives. And so some of them are definitely younger than the 27 years.
And, you know, anniversaries are those times to reflect because no one gets to the finish line. First of all, there's no finish line in marriage except end of life, right? Like, I mean, that for Tony and I, that's where we're going. And, you know, the finish line in marriage, like you get there's ups and downs. Right. There's all different kinds of things. Some years are better than others. You have years that are really, really good and years that are really, really, you know, I won't say bad, but struggle.
Mm-hmm. They're tough.
We've had those years. And, you know, it's interesting as we come on this 27th anniversary to really think about how do you celebrate your years together? Right. How do you get into that place? And as I was talking to some coaching clients the other day, talking about definitions, and they're like, you're so funny with your definitions. I'm like, I am. I like them. Merriam-Webster.com is my friend. Tony's totally shaken. I wish you guys could have just seen it. He just like, oh, it's just a weird quirk that he has to put up with.
I love it because we understand meaning, and it's something that we have discussed many a times in our marriage at times, even when we are discussing it around in our emotional intimacy, when something comes up. It's, well, what does that mean to you? Because I don't understand that word or that phrase and what that means to you. So Elisa loving her dictionary and sort of meaning of words and phrases, it's helpful. And I think it's something that all of us should look at in our marriages. So I do make that smirk, but I do think it's valuable to me and the entire one family.
So Merriam-Webster.com defines the word celebrate as to mark or observe something notable, such as an anniversary, I added that such as an anniversary part in there, by festivities or other deviation from routine.
I like that last part.
Deviation from routine.
Yeah, I like that part of it. Festivities we get like, hey, let's go have a party, but I do like that deviation from routine, which makes me go, oh, what should we be doing that deviates ourselves and celebrating this anniversary from the routine, which would be like, well, let's just go get dinner somewhere and go for a walk, which we do often.
True that. In fact, it was funny because
so in other words, as you listen to this, Elisa nor I have any plans.
Okay, but we did try and plan celebrate for our anniversary, and
it's okay. I'm not saying.
Do you want to share what you tried to do for our anniversary in terms of celebrating?
What did I try to do?
The cooking class.
Oh, the cooking class. Okay, yes, I will share this one. So, I was trying to be stealth, and I was like, we're gonna deviate from the routine, right?
Like we're gonna celebrate this. We talked about cooking classes. Well, I want to do thing.
Yeah, a cooking lesson. So I'm looking this all up. In my mind, I just want to share this. In my mind, I think cooking class, I think we are going to be in a commercial kitchen, something of that nature. So I'm like, boom, I found the one I liked. I'm like, this looks great. It's up in Julian, which for us is like a 45-minute drive into the mountains of here of San Diego County. So I'm like, oh, it's great. It's fall time. We can go out to Julian and, you know, fun drive.
Apple picking maybe because, you know, I've not gotten that on any of my anniversaries.
Yeah. So I'm like, let's do this. And then, so I'm going through and then it goes, you can go either to the chef's home or the chef can come to your home. And in my mind, I'm like, I really don't want to do this in my own home because then it's just like I can make dinner in my own home. Like, whatever. And then I go, I don't really want to travel to the chef's home because what if
for any of you that are in home chefs, like this just took a whole, like, we're not making any judgment calls. It was just, I talk about Dateline on a regular basis. And so Tony's got this like whole Dateline thing going on.
I'm just thinking like, what if we're like,
I don't know.
What if the person's crazy and we're using knives and something happens?
I have no idea, you guys, where this came from.
That's what's going on in my head. So thank you my beautiful and gracious wife. She's like, okay, well, we're not going to do that because that's going to really mess you up. So, and then I did try some other things, but I just couldn't get the dates planned out right and the times right.
So we're going to figure it out today.
So we're going to figure it out today.
After we've podcasted yesterday, with all
we
of you
did,
guys.
Yesterday, we did go axe throwing.
We did, which we know many of you have done.
Yes. So let's move on.
Because it's important to celebrate.
Yes, it is.
It is important to celebrate. And we will figure it out. We'll wrap up in a future episode what we ended up doing for the 27th anniversary. But
can I share though? It's always fun though to think about the celebrations you have had. And yes. I think for Elisa and I, and for myself in particular, I still remember our first anniversary.
Santa Barbara.
And it was Santa Barbara, California. And for some reason, I remember us eating sushi on State Street.
It was a tiny little sushi restaurant.
Tiny little sushi restaurant, which is wild because when Alex ended up going up there, he ended up working on State Street at a couple different restaurants.
Yeah.
And so I would remember just like walking up and down going like, man, I wonder if I can find this sushi place, which
I don't think it's still there.
It's probably long gone. But you know what? Sometimes it's just even reminding yourselves of those fun times you have had for an anniversary.
And, you know, it's interesting because I was doing research in preparation for the show because, you know, it's one thing for us to talk about celebrating those notable days and breaking out of the deviation routine and doing that kind of stuff. But I started getting curious, you know, like why celebrate? What are there actual benefits to us as human beings of engaging in this thing called celebration? Mm-hmm. Not just saying, well, it's our anniversary, so we should. Can mm-hmm. we get rid of the shoulds? Mm-hmm. But what's the benefit? And there's this great article by triuneleaderservices.com, and we're going to link to it, that had a number of different benefits mm-hmm. to celebrating, to being in this place of saying, you know, celebration matters. And I just pulled out a couple of them because I thought, oh, this is why it matters so much that when it comes time for our anniversaries, that we take the time, even if you've forgotten. I know a few of you shared with us that you have forgotten anniversaries. It's fine. Just pick up and remember when, you know, do it when you remember. Mm-hmm. But celebrating relieves stress. It's that because it's the deviation from routine, it's that interruption. It can serve as that catalyst to just go, okay, reset. Even just saying this, Tony's like, celebrations can provide motivation. Look at what we've done. Look at how we're celebrating this year. Look at, you know, what our marriage has gone through this year. How do we keep that momentum up? Mm-hmm. Right? There's motivation to keep it going. You can use your celebration to show appreciation. You know, when it comes to celebrating your anniversary, how do you let your spouse know in that anniversary season how much you appreciate them? Mm. It can provide that time of reflection, like Tony was saying. You know, it's not just looking forward to what's to come or what happened in this year, but it's also, you know, Tony took you guys all the way back to our first anniversary 26 years ago. And celebrations also become a moment in time in and of themselves. You know, it's that moment to go, here's who we are right now. Mm-hmm. Here's where we're at right now. And that moment will change, but to have it marked in time, whether it is a trip or a dinner or a walk or whatever it might be, but stepping into it. And one of the most beautiful things about us even discussing anniversaries is that they do this like really curious, fabulous thing. They show up every year, kind of like Christmas and birthdays, like it's on the calendar. And so starting to think through, if you haven't already, clearly Tony and I are a little behind. I mean, he tried, but didn't happen yet for this year. How are you going to celebrate? Like, what are those ideas? What are those things that, and we actually went to the one family and said, what do you guys do for your anniversaries? What are some of the things that you've done over the years? We heard things like a night away, all the way from like a night away to getaways without the kids. So you've got like the full spectrum of short time, long time. Dinner for two, sometimes fancy, sometimes not. I can appreciate that. We've had the full gamut there. Sex, Yes. Yes. Why are you looking at me like that?
Nope. Just.
Do you have something you'd like to say?
No. This is, it was just funny because it was a conversation we had yesterday after we had sex.
Oh, like, okay.
Because we had sex yesterday, and then I was like, so does that mean we still get to have anniversary sex like tomorrow? Like, where are we at?
He was trying to figure out.
Like where are we there, honey? Like, and Lisa's like, it's our anniversary. Sure we are. And I'm like, oh, okay. Now it's just one of those like throwaway duty ones.
What's a throwaway duty? Today?
Yes. The way you said it.
Oh. It's not what I meant. I just meant like, yes, we would, like, it wasn't like you'd gotten anniversary sex a day early is what I was trying to imply there. Okay. Yeah. Not today. Oh, anyway, other things that y'all have done, trying something new, pulling
out deviation from routine.
There you go. So maybe a new restaurant, maybe a new place to walk.
Maybe.
So like you've got options there for us.
There you go.
Watching the wedding video.
Yeah, that's a big one. Just even looking at your pictures and seeing where you were. And I think that even for us, like we posted today, our team posted pictures of our wedding day into where we are today. And you sometimes just look at it and I look and I'm like, holy cow, I was 23 years old and now I'm 50. I'm going,
enough to do that math, dude.
I know. But and I'm like, where did the time go? Sometimes in my mind, yeah. I'm like, where did the time go when you look at those and the remembering of those years? But also to look at and go, all right, there's many more to come, you know? And so what's it going to look like when we post pictures and we're 50 years married, you know, and look back?
Holy cow.
You know?
Well, we're halfway to 50.
We're halfway to 50.
Babe. Yes. We got all kinds of math going on. Some other things that you guys have done, you know, go on adventures, fun, you know, do the supper and sex, which I love that somebody just actually put that together in a phrase.
I like the romantic bath, considering we talked about our shower episode a little bit ago, you know, so like the romantic bath, I'm like, yeah, go do that.
And then also you guys talked about exchanging gifts, you know, and that's a big part for a lot of couples of what, you know, some couples are all about the experience on their anniversary and some couples are about gifts and some people are about one or the, or, you know, a combination of both.
And you know what? We have an article that we've written some time ago. It's called 81 Unconventional but Amazing Anniversary Gift Ideas. Mm-hmm. I'll put a link here in the episode notes if you're looking for something fun. And the way we set that up is there are gifts for the year, your anniversary year.
So if you've been married 5 years, you could look at the 5-year gifts.
Yeah, and so whatever it is. And then we have different gifts in there. And so you can check it out. But it's just something fun for those of you who do love gifts. And Elise and I, we're just not huge into gifts. We're more about the experiences. And I think we've shared that with you guys many a times. Doesn't mean that gifts don't come up, but it's just not at the forefront. And for some of you, the gifts are at the forefront. Mm-hmm. So this may be something to just be like, ooh, like that. I want to look at something fun like that.
Now, we've talked about some ideas in general, but one of the beautiful things about the one family is that we can get really specific. And so we want to take a quick break and then share some of the most memorable anniversaries that the one family has been on so that you can start dreaming or planning for your own. You're probably not surprised to hear that things like stress, hormone fluctuations, and lack of sleep can affect your skin. I know I'm dealing with all of it. From dry skin to dark spots and acne, your complexion might not be where it used to be, which is totally normal. But today's sponsor, OneSkin, can help. They have a simple skincare routine that tackles skin issues like these at the cellular level. I know how many products you can have, but the simplicity of OS One Face and OS One Eye makes my life so easy. And I can tell you that the OS One Eye is making a difference on my crow's feet and under eye areas. I have two products, not a whole counter full of them. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code OEM at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off OneSkin.co with code OEM. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support this show and tell them we sent you.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
We're back, and we're going to share some of the most memorable anniversaries the One family has had. Mm. We want to encourage you to start dreaming about what would be memorable to the two of you. Maybe you've got that significant or milestone anniversary coming up. Maybe you've been through a challenging season and you're like, you know, I want this next anniversary. We're really going to just, you know, hit it out of the park. And I got to say, the One family loves to travel.
Yes.
If I, you know, travel and anniversary almost, I mean, I don't even know what the frequency was, but we've had everything. We had comments on everything from Jamaica, Hawaii, Aruba, Savannah, New York City, Italy, Barbados, London, Mexico, the Bahamas, Big Sur, Chicago, and Napa.
Those are where the trips that we had that from folks that had answered.
Yes. There was also a trip somewhere in Alabama. I forgot to grab the city. So like all over.
Well, I mean, even for us, I think about like that first one was to Santa Barbara, but we've done stuff in Lake Crawley on the eastern side of the Sierras. Why are you laughing? Our hot spring trips.
Our hot spring.
Big Bear. We've done Big Bear. We did the Inn at Big Bear. Remember that one?
Knickerbocker.
I forgot. Yeah, mm-hmm. that was a great one. Uh-huh. That was the first time we ever left our children with my parents.
That was 10.
Yeah, that was 10 years. We did that. You know, I mean, we've gone to different places here locally, more within like Southern California, but we've taken trips big, you know, like we've already shared our Peru trip and others. So I see that for a lot of folks, especially as we get into those 10, 15, 20, 25, 30s. I think those are like those, like, let's do something.
Well, it gets a little bit easier the older your kids get. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's also a factor in there.
Big Sur is beautiful too.
A lot of you talked about staycations. So taking, taking advantage of what's around you, you know, kind of being that tourist in your own city as if you were, just visiting.
Right? What's, and just saying around staycations, I know we've just gone into a number of different trips recently and you've picked up apps that are like walking apps or like they'll tell you about the, like, hey, here's a 2-mile walk that you can do in the city or in this area. I know when we were in Birmingham, we looked at it. When we were in San Francisco, we looked at it. And so utilize applications that allow you to even see your own city or a town nearby or whatever, wherever you may be. I know big city is different than a small town, but like there are a lot of things out there that take you outside of your routine and your area that you're accustomed to. And Elisa and I, just FYI, we're sort of like homebodies at times. Like we love where we live here in San Diego and we love the corridor where we live. I mean, we're like 10, 15 minutes from Del Mar, Torrey Pines, when you see us on our walk and talks, like we love this corridor. And so for us, a staycation would mean like get down to downtown, get to Carlsbad, get to Coronado, you know, do something, but we don't know what's going on down there. So using something like this would allow us to be like, okay, let's go do this walking tour so we can see something. We did it in Atlanta too.
Yeah. So the app that Tony's referring to is called GPS My City. And I found it because we were going to be traveling quite extensively over the summer and we love to walk and explore. Like, parking the car and just getting out. And so that's got different walking maps of all over. We did use it when we were in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. We just pulled up and we're like, hey, what are some of the sites that we want to see and what are the maps around there? Mm-hmm. Some other things that you all shared. Surprised with a vow renewal on our anniversary. That's happened a number of times for folks where there's a surprise vow renewal where one spouse kind of arranges it all and then the other spouse shows up.
Whoa, this one's awesome. We took a trip to the shore and kicked a hole in the wall of the bed and breakfast during super fun sex.
That's a memorable vacation.
That's a memorable
anniversary.
Like, let's go.
That's
Motorcycle trip together. I love those of you who do ride motorcycles, and I love it when you post those in our One Family private Facebook group. There's something about it. Like, I just see them, and some of them are on one bike, and some are on two bikes, like depending on the couple. I don't know what it is. I just think it's just cool.
I think it's because you envision the fact that I could actually stay up with you. And so it doesn't cause you nearly as much anxiety as doing like a bike tour where I would also have to be pedaling.
Like a bicycle tour.
Yes.
Yes.
I think that has something to do with it. You're like, okay, I could envision us doing this because we would clearly ride on the same bike because I know you wouldn't trust me to ride my own bike. And
I don't think you'd want to ride your own
bike. I don't
think
I would either.
Yeah. So I don't think it's a trusting. I don't think you would want to ride your own bike.
You know, and I don't know if we mentioned it earlier in this episode, but you know, so many of these things as we're talking about these different ideas for your anniversaries really bring in so much of the recreational intimacy.
Yeah.
You know, like thinking through what are the fun things that we're going to do together, you know, where we're going to create these memories, where it's going to take us out, you know, as a celebration, take us out of that routine and be a way to celebrate who we are, celebrate this day. You know, somebody said a 3-course dinner and we rewrote our vows and read them to each other.
I think I'd be like crying.
Doing you that. Would totally be crying.
Lately I can get teary-eyed pretty. It's just emotions. I think I just allow myself to go there and feel those emotions. And I would definitely be teary-eyed.
So here's another Airbnb one. And, mm-hmm. and I love this because it's like this whole mystery deal.
Did we do an Airbnb one before?
Oh, that was the I guess bed and breakfast, not quite Airbnb.
Okay.
The one where he blindfolded me on the way to the Airbnb and surprised me with the trip.
Mm.
So here she is. I mean, imagine this. You get blindfolded. You're sitting in the car. You have no idea where you're going. You're probably having a conversation on the way. You're still blindfolded. Like you don't know where you're going and you just end up.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a cool thing.
Yep. And if you need a blindfold, we have them at the shop here. And it can be used for other stuff too.
Well, and you know, it's so funny because even as I was prepping for this episode, on my Facebook store or Facebook feed popped up our anniversary 7 years. So before we left for Peru, you had rented a convertible BMW for us. We took it up to Laguna Beach.
Yeah.
And so that popped, like that was just a totally random thing, you know, back 7 years ago where it's like, I just want to get a convertible for the day. Right. And so rented a car and we did the thing.
You know what I remember of that one still? And it's so funny. I still remember this.
Doing 19 questions to amazing sex on the way back home in the convertible.
On the way back. Yep.
High five. I totally knew where you're going with that.
High five, girly. Yeah. Like that was holy.
You should probably link to that.
Ooh, 19 questions. Yeah, I can do that. We'll have it. I'll put it here. And what is it, too?
We'll figure it out. It'll be in the episode notes. And the reason why is because an anniversary can be a great time to just reset, not just as you're doing all the fun stuff and doing the recreational intimacy, but we do from time to time on anniversaries use, because it's just kind of a marker, use this to do a reset just to touch base on our sexual intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a couple others that you guys shared, it sounds like Friends episodes, right? The one where, so there was the one where he blindfolded me. And then there was another one that said, the one where my spouse planned everything.
Mm.
That was anniversary number 15?
I think it was 15.
I think it was 15.
I don't remember the year, but I do remember taking you to Poway Sushi.
Well, it wasn't.
And the massage.
It was we'd made plans for the kids to have a sitter. Mm-hmm. So that was already taken care of. And then Tony said, I'm going to drop the kids off at the sitter. There's a card for you on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's leaving. I'm like, sweet, I'll take the kids to the sitter. And then I walk into our bedroom. And yes, there is a card on the bed as well as an outfit for me to wear. And the card said, here's what the night's going to look like. And it was the massage therapist will be here in 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm coming back. And this is, you know, I'm taking you to sushi. And it was all planned out.
Yeah. I like on our 25th, he bought me a new ring, got down on one knee and proposed to me all over again.
That's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Would you do it all over again?
And then this one too. I was surprised by having dinner at the same place where we met.
Mm.
I think that's really cool. Like going back, Elisa and I met in Boulder, Colorado, for those of you who don't know. And so when we do go back to Boulder, it's not like, it's pretty much common that we are going to go by the old fraternity house.
Mm-hmm.
Like the last time we were there was for the spring game for CU and our daughter was with us and we made sure we were like, we're going to take you to show you where your mother and I met. And she's like, oh gosh, really? And I'm like, yes, we're going. And just to take her by there and for her to see it and even for us, it's just sort of like, oh, that's where we met.
I'm just laughing because here she gets out of the car, this beautiful 17-year-old young woman, and you have all these fraternity guys who like look at her and watching Tony's face as these, yes, you know, 18, 19, 20 somethings look at his, you know, 17-year-old daughter who's not in college was probably one of the most memorable random days of my life.
And one thing we do often, and we may have to do, we may even do this today, take a drive up to the winery where we got married. And we have done that many a times over the years on our anniversary or the day before, or the day after or whatever, when we're driving through, Temecula to wherever we're going. So maybe we'll just head on up to Temecula for the day and go do something up there. Don't they have hot springs up there?
Oh, we're not trying. This man and his hot springs. At some point in time in our life,
I'm going to look for hot springs.
I'm going to crowdsource this. I'm going to crowdsource this in the one family. If you actually know of like good hot springs, like not the one that's like a crab cooker. Nelson.
Hold on. Hot Springs, Montana. We did an anniversary there, and that was a good hot spring. That wasn't like Lolo Hot Spring the year after. Hot Springs, Montana was awesome. Lolo Hot Springs was horrible. And Crab Cooker was horrible.
I'm still going to crowdsource. Okay. Tony would love.
I'm finding a hot spring for us today.
Like, he really wants to go to hot springs. Okay. So if you in your area have great hot springs that are not going to turn me into like, they're not going to like give me third degree burns, and you know, it's public and it's not weird in terms of like everybody's going to be naked and that kind of thing, like, share it with us.
Yeah, Elisa isn't going to go to one that's all nude.
Help Tony out. We've tried this over the last 27 years. It has not gone well more than not.
It's just a nice hot spring. We've gone to a hot spring. We've gone to hot springs when we were in Canada.
That was Nelson.
Yes. Well, that was just north of Nelson.
Okay.
But we went to that one too.
But I was pregnant. We didn't consider that.
Oh, that's right.
You know, me going to a hot spring is when I'm pregnant.
Yeah, that's true.
That was like the same challenge with Lola. Like, we did two hot springs that year.
Were you pregnant for both of them?
Early pregnancy, late pregnancy. And I don't think Nelson was our anniversary.
I don't think Nelson was our anniversary either. All right. Well,
can we wrap this up for
everybody? Let's wrap it up.
Yeah, you know, we still haven't planned our anniversary. And, you know, the reality is that as you listen to us, as you listen to the ideas in the one family, there are so many different ideas. And it doesn't matter where your budget is. It doesn't matter how much time you have. What matters is the choice that you make to deviate from the norm, to celebrate what's notable, and to remember why, and to make plans to do it all over again.
Yeah. All right. As you guys come up towards your next anniversary, for some of you, maybe right around the corner. For some of you, you may have just celebrated it. Whatever it may be, we hope and pray that today's episode just dropped a seed into you to know and to remind you that it's time to celebrate. And maybe you don't need to wait for your anniversary right now. Maybe it's this week that you need to determine we need to celebrate because you've overcome something together, because you've done something amazing together. For whatever reason, let's celebrate our marriages. We need to, one family. We need to be the people who are celebrating. We need to be the light that other marriages are seeing. And that the only, and one of the ways that we can do that is by celebrating what we have. So go do it. Go find a place. Go choose something to go do. Deviate from the routine. Celebrate. Take pictures. Let others know. And most of all, have fun with one another. You guys are amazing. We're truly honored and blessed to have you part of the one family. Have a great week. We'll catch you next week. Love you guys.